one disgusting looking coffee cup, Tom Schmaltz. Does yours look this bad?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you don't wash it much either.
No.
Okay.
Well, see, I thought you were looking at his when you said, ooh, one disgusting.
No, I'm looking at mine going, boy, there's stuff growing on here. Well, good morning, folks. It's the Morning Zoo, part of our Thursday talk round each and every Thursday. And I love this segment because I never worry about what we're going to talk about, because when it comes to Chinkabazoo, there's so much to cover. I mean, it just, I think about it, almost makes my head explode. But kind of the end of the season here, you've got a change in hours. Let's cover that.
We are now closing at 4 p.m.
Okay.
So, again, we've edited this through the years as per our visitors. Mm-hmm. And our visitors are telling us 10 to 4 is fine. 10 to 4 is fine. School's on. Sports are on. Yep. Things like that. So, we will be, we are closing now at 4 o'clock, but you can still do your behind the scenes. In fact, people are scheduling for October weekends because for their behind the scenes, because it's cooler now.
Yeah.
And they want to hang out. But we did a good summer. We had a good summer regardless of the heat. But now's a really fun time to come to the zoo. So.
Fantastic. And, of course, you've got you got a cooking class, too. Let's cover that. That's coming up, cooking class for the kids.
We do have a cooking class. Remember the one we held? When did we have that one?
Judy was in here to talk about it. Remember that? We had a good chat with her.
And that was for 12-year-olds and up. And this one actually is for the younger kids and ages 6 to 11. And it says, have you ever eaten a mouse? How about a cheese mouse with crackers? So register for this Halloween freaky cooking class by calling us or any way you can get a hold of us. $20 a person. And this is going to be on the 28th, 10 to noon. Bring your ghoulish smile. And so that the 28th is something you need to double circle because that's for the cooking class and you need to pre-register for that.
Okay.
Something you don't need to pre-register for is Zoo Boo. And you're used to us being here every year saying, always held
always
it out before
the
day before Halloween.
Yep.
No longer the 30th. We're doing it on Saturday before Halloween. And this year it falls on the 28th. And the reason for that is it allows more sponsors to set up. It allows more people to come or easier for the people to come.
Sure.
Let that more people thing scare you off. We're also going to have a band there this year. We've got a whole bunch of different things to entertain, and the sponsors are coming in very cool. So
it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
It's
going
to be great,
it.
And we're trying to make the ease into the zoo be easier. And I think that's we're doing better on that each time as well. So.
Okay, Tom Schmaltz, what do you got over there? You've been kind of quiet today, and
well,
you make me nervous when you're that
you
quiet.
Two, I just shut up and listen.
Well, I say jump
to
being
in. Told that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Told that and adhering to that are two different things.
Yeah, two different things.
So no, it's still a great time to come visit the zoo. You know, it's cooling off and stuff. Animals are super active on these cool days. The hot days, they're like us, just sort of lay around.
I've noticed that. Yep.
And wait for it to cool off. And yesterday, the tigers were unbelievable. I think they stalked every person that came in the zoo, and people just love that. And the kids, when the tigers come running up on their log,
oh, man.
And they chuff to the little kids, which is a good sound. It's a greeting. And we were watching this family, and the kids were just like, oh, my God, that's the coolest thing.
Well, you got the triple threat when you walk into the zoo, because you got the tigers, you got Tal, then you got the otters. Okay, so if any kid can get through those three and not be just, like, totally out of their mind, which they are.
Yeah.
Because they get down there, they're having so much fun, they just shriek. It's fun to watch.
You know, one of the kids I saw at the zoo yesterday was just excited. Last night we were outside grilling, and he comes by with his bike, and he goes, hi, they call me the Rocket. He was still wound up, and it's just cool to see the excitement on the kids out there going, and the families, and grandpa and grandma are bringing them, mom and dad, and you see all three generations. When you can see three generations excited to be someplace, that's really a cool thing.
Well, and again, leave it to the zoo to bring all that together, which you guys do so well.
We had, you know, speaking of, you know, just adults too, we had a team of adults, a team of three came to the zoo for a behind the scene Tuesday evening, and it got chilly and raining, and the dumb zoo director forgot that we closed at 4 o'clock. So we continued it yesterday. They're from San Diego. Mm-hmm. So they're supporters of the San Diego Zoo. They're not employed there. They live there, and they support animal things. And
sure.
And they came if we were behind the scenes here, and were blown away. And they were so appreciative and many compliments, and they're like, wait a minute, we're going to go in with the kangaroos. You know, we get to pet a rhino. We're going to sit down, and lemurs are going to sit on us, and we're going to feed them. So, not too late to get your behind the scenes in, because it's, and again, it energizes or re-energizes us as well. So.
Right.
And if you haven't done a lemur feeding, I strongly recommend it. You don't get to touch them, but they get to touch you. And mm-hmm. when they come and put their hands on you, mm-hmm. it's like the softest touch you have ever felt when they're looking for their treat.
I bet.
Everybody I've ever seen do it, they come away and go, this is unbelievable. We've had people come back and do it again and again because it is hard to describe unless you experience it.
They're part of the whole zoo audio, too. They're part of the lemurs are part of the whole sound of the zoo.
Yes, absolutely.
Because not only is it a treat visually, you know, mm-hmm. in every other sense, but you know, hearing-wise, too. You got Tal that when he gets going is pretty
he
vocal.
He was doing that yesterday, yeah.
And the lemurs, too. The you lemurs. Hear them and go, wow.
Like, what's going on? Oh, the gibbons are the change of season. I don't know what it is. And soon we'll hear the elk bugle. I know we got to run. But, again, you'll be down there next for
mm-hmm.
what day will you be there?
Saturday. I'm going to be down there painting some eyes on some tigers.
Oh, cannot wait.
And, got the paint in this week. I was pretty happy about that, and I took a look at it.
Special with this one.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Something really special with it. So, again, that's going to be happening on Saturday down there, right outside of the Tiger Exhibit.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
There you go. You guys are going to be busy. You're going to be mm-hmm. at Headwaters mm-hmm. Day. You're going to be at Harvest Fest. You're going to be all over the place.
We were just at Egg Farm the last couple of days and doing their eco thing with the seventh graders, and we're just – love that people make us part of everything. So
when do you two sleep?
Oh, we do. We did.
Yeah, get like two or three hours here and there. Good grief!
We do. It's good. Got to bounce up in the morning though. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tom and Kathy, always great having you in here.
Great to be here.
Great
as
segment
always.
On a Thursday morning zoo, talking all things Shinkabazoo. Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz. Coming up on 8:30 here at Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the NDHSAA.
Got a partly cloudy sky, 47 degrees. It is Thursday, September 7th, from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. A jury yesterday convicted a 17-year-old of murder in connection with the shooting death of a South Dakota man last year at a Bismarck motel. Jesse Taylor Jr. of Mandan was found guilty of murder for the September 2022 death of 28.